Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, is staying down for the water cooler conversations. There's a story here in front of me, Jill, that it makes me worry for you.
Uh-oh.
Well,
do tell.
Well, I think you're smarter than this, though, so.
On occasion, I have those moments.
Yeah, so I don't think that you would quite fall for this, which is the whole reason why this woman doesn't want to be identified.
It is me.
Because it's in Hong Kong, and 21-year-old woman.
Oh, nope. Neither one of those.
Yeah. Well, she had answered a social media ad about a job as a makeup artist apprentice.
Okay.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, you're 21. Sure. It's like, hey, you're going to learn how to be a makeup artist. It offered a monthly salary as well as free training and required no previous work experience at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. And most people call that too good to be true.
You're right.
Young woman decided it was the opportunity of a lifetime. She's only 21. Might as well, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it turns out she was wrong. After applying for the job, she was convinced to train as a wedding planner instead.
He like just juked her into that one.
Kind of a bait and switch there.
Totally.
I mean, how closely.
I thought you were going to say it was for like dead people.
You could see there would be something like
makeup artists.
So here's
the funny thing.
Because you would assume that it would at least be in the area that they were advertising for. Wedding planner is not quite like makeup artist.
No.
And so most people, I think at that point, would go, all right, I'm out. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
But however.
They're kind of different.
He said they convinced her to train as a wedding planner as she could earn even more money.
Oh, how exciting.
And so she took the free wedding planning course. And was
Sounds
told.
Sounds real stellar.
Sure. It was told that in order to get her diploma, she'd have to travel to Fuzhou in mainland China, where she would take a final exam that included the mock wedding to a man of similar age. It wasn't a mock wedding.
Oh, she actually just got roped into getting married.
She did.
Oh, that's so awful.
And she didn't even know about it until.
How awful is that?
Yeah. Returned to Hong Kong, she told one of her friends about the bizarre test that the woman realized she'd been scammed into marrying a total stranger.
I can't believe somebody's dumb enough to fall for that.
Right.
21.
Exactly.
They don't have street smarts yet.
Right. Thus, the reason she doesn't want her name out there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, look at this easy mark. So, I mean.
Like mock wedding, I would totally be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like as soon as I got there.
Right.
And like, that's your final exam. Yeah, you're right. In it. No, you'd be planning it.
Yeah, exactly.
You morons.
It's like, I'm planning this and I'm in it. Well, yes, because brides need to know, whoa, whatever.
Lies.
Yeah. And so her job suddenly disappeared, by the way.
You don't say.
As soon as she signed her official marriage certificate.
How much? Don't sign it.
Don't sign anything. And so,
how much did they pay her to get married?
Yeah, I don't think she got paid. Yeah, I mean, see,
that might be different.
See, that's the thing. Well, sure, you might do it if it's
right.
Like if there's,
I might be on board with that.
Right? She remains legally married for now.
Oh, that poor thing.
She may have to file for a divorce in order to regain her single status. I don't know. How do you file for a divorce against somebody you don't even know?
I feel like, you should be able to get that annulled, but that's in the U.S. I guess I don't know what it's like
this,
over there.
This is elsewhere. And so, and so they're saying it's unclear who the man she married is, but his motives aren't hard to figure out. Because here's the deal. Cross-border marriage scams are quite common in China. As mainland residents get to apply for residence in Hong Kong if they marry someone already living there.
Well, then try flirting with them.
Yeah. And only 150 permits are issued every day. So
sounds like a real issue over there.
All right.
Sorry about your luck, boys.
Yeah. So have you ever been married before? Well, it's a long story.
This one time.
It's one time. The wedding was beautiful, though. Yeah.
I planned it.
Yeah, I did everything. So the makeup
wasn't
so great. You know, that just wasn't so good.
That didn't work out.
Wish I'd taken a couple of courses on that. But, you know, c'est la vie.
Whatever.
All right, there you go. You say la vie with a story from China. That sounds about right.
Sounds totally right.
Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits is 102.7.